Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Monday, August 25th. Good morning. Welcome back from the weekend. It's 12 degrees in Brantford, 12 in Kitchener, 13 in Hamilton, Gassabuck 37. I'm Stacey Englehart. A three-car collision on the 401 in Mississauga early this morning has sent two people to hospital. OPP said the extent of their injuries are not known. Express lanes have since reopened. Two drivers taken to hospital after a collision over the weekend shut down lanes of the 403 in Brant County. Happened at about 5 a.m. Saturday between a transport and a box truck. The driver suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Burlington family calling on the Ford government to introduce legislation to set maximum emergency room wait times for kids after their teen son died after an eight-hour wait for a doctor at an Oakville hospital last year. Family said it doesn't want to stay silent and have filed a lawsuit against Halton Healthcare. The family of an Ontario father killed earlier this month by an alleged dangerous driver wants to channel their grief into pushing for stronger driving laws. Andrew Castillo was killed in York Region in a collision in August that also injured his wife and three children. Police say the 18-year-old charged is the same person accused in a hit-and-run involving Premier Ford in January. The family has launched a petition to try and strengthen driving penalties. And they'll be filming a movie in Brantford for the next few days, and we'll need to close a couple of streets around the market. The city and Wilfrid Laurier University said film crews will be working on the production from today till Wednesday. In addition to some nearby streets being closed, they'll also be stopping traffic every so often. They'll have detours and sidewalk closures. Light 92 Sports Baseball yesterday. Blue Jays lost to the Marlins 5-3. They did win 2 out of 3 in that series and host the Twins tonight. At 7, Major League Soccer, Toronto FC and Atlanta, 0-0. Tommy Fleetwood of England ended the summer with the richest prize on the PGA Tour. He won the Tour Championship for his first Tour title, captured the FedEx Cup, and its $10 million prize. Corey Connors of Listowel was tied for 4th. He made $2.6 million. On the women's side, Canada's Brooke Henderson won her 14th LPGA Tour, the CKPC Women's Open. Prize amount's a little bit different. She won just over $400,000. Light 92 weather, chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm, windy and cooler today, high only getting up to 18. Overnight tonight, barely hitting double digits, 10 degrees, a chance of showers, a bit windy, and 17 tomorrow. Right now it's 12 in Brantford, 12 in Kitchener, 13 in Hamilton. I'm Stacey Englehart.